Thank you so very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to have someone like you along for the ride. Oftentimes it can be a little bit boring out here as we make our way towards, well, the Martian surface. Oftentimes I find myself staring out of the shuttle window, watching the whipping clouds of CO2 off-gassing from the poles, seeing the glint of the iridescent dome cities, the canyons covered with strange fog-like vapors from the nanomaterial tents they've stretched out over them. But you know, no matter how many times I find myself observing, watching this landscape come closer and closer, I can never find myself more than just mesmerized, entranced. It's hard to think about really anything as you watch the glow start to form around the space plane as we make our way down into the upper atmosphere of Mars. I'm sure, you know, since you've been working here for a while now, it's become rather mundane. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the sort of thing that feels familiar. And honestly, I understand, but maybe look at it with new eyes. With nuance. With new intent and ideas and thoughts. Thoughts like, wow, the pull of gravity has started. Oh, I'm beginning to notice how I'm transitioning from that weightless zero-G sensation into the ever-growing pull of a planet. Sure, Mars never pulls as hard as Earth, but after you've been up in the great, black, empty, it can really feel like something, can't it? Gosh, I know that every time I come back down to the surface to check on the operations here, I find myself getting oh so aware to those sensations that I become accustomed to whenever I spend a great deal of time on the planet below. And I'm sure as we make our way down, as the plane adapts, as the burns begin again to level us out into flight from our nice little aero-braking maneuver we're doing right now, that you might even begin to relax more. Then again, it could just be the sedative that I mixed into your drink. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned that. Your eyes seem a little bit more intent, a little bit more focused, a little bit more interested in what I have to say, but it's too late, really, to do anything about that. Terribly sorry about it, really. But it can't be helped. You can't be helped, anyways. You're going to disappear into the Martian underground. Well, at least that's what everyone's going to think happened to you. Did you really think investigating our dollification ring was a smart idea? I know that you wanted to release the biggest scoop this side of Mercury, but I'm unfortunately sorry to inform you that there's no chance, there's no hope. Honestly, do you think you're the first investigative journalist that's poked their nasty little nose in here? Really? It's too unfortunate that you've chosen this. That's okay, though. I promise. When we're done with you, you won't have any interest in getting that big scoop anymore. You'll have much more reasonable interests, much more becoming interests of a doll. Oh, that really did perk up your eyes. Gosh, they're practically dilating. Though, to be honest, that could also just be the sedative. Maybe the gravity of the planet isn't what's pulling you down. Maybe what's pulling you down is the power of that potent chemical slowly locking up different transmitters in your brain. Maybe it's the experience of that fuzzy, tingling wave of darkness that floods into you. Don't worry. We got the dose just right. After all, you did have to report your height, weight, blood type, medical information in general for, well, interplanetary travel. All your records were available when we looked in the right places, of course. I didn't ask nicely. I just took what was mine. You're mine now. Honestly, you'll make a very beautiful doll. Everybody always does. Well, every doll, really. Each one's a work of art. And before you know it, you'll be one of them. Oh, did your eyes just flutter a little? Did you lose yourself a little more? Oh, gosh, your head's practically lolling to the side. Oh, sweet little thing. You really do look so much better losing yourself. That's okay, though. I wouldn't want to have it any other way. I mean, honestly, is there anything better than blacking out in the pull of gravity as the engines kick on again? It's okay. I'll fit you with an oxygen mask. I'll keep an eye on you. We're not going to let you just, well, go. Just sinking and slipping away into the warm embrace of tingling nothingness, as though your very thoughts were breaking apart into splintered fragments of ice shattering as it hits the ground, like an icicle breaking off the side of a building on a cold winter morning as the temperature gets up just high enough to crack that icicle off. To watch it plummet, spinning iridescent colors whipping through the sky, as so do you fall and smash apart into mindlessness. And that's okay. There's no resisting it anyways. So why worry about it? Why concern yourself with such things? Because the next time you wake up, we'll be in much comfier settings. Just drift a while, find yourself plummeting down an endless spiral of fractal shattered glass, tinkling through the air, the cool textures of ice, smooth and slick, and yet scattered like the wind, no defined point to start or begin, just lost to this eternal song. Thoughts stop, mind stops. Breaking apart as one should when they're dropped. Good. That's it. Perfect. Blank. It's easy, isn't it? Once you've been broken, to be blank, to become a component, to become a piece of the future that you will be in. To wake face down on a table. Something reminiscent of a massage table, honestly. To feel your body lethargic and unable to move. Unyielding restraints still in place, but not for the purposes of keeping you there. They're there to make sure you don't roll off the table or get bumped and move. Well, the delicate work is being done. You'll feel some cool wind up your back. You'll feel an empty cotton webbing of cobwebs permeating like so much cotton candy forming out of the ether into your mind. This is normal, of course, and to be expected. And to be honest, you might even hear my most familiar voice. After all, I couldn't miss such a beautiful opportunity. I did have my eyes on you before you got here, after all. And I'm looking forward to the kind of doll we're going to turn you into. I can always see the beauty in the clay. Remember, a sculptor doesn't look at what's there to begin with. A sculptor imagines what will come after, when pieces are removed, when parts are changed, when the form itself is no longer the same. And just as a sculptor should, I will bring that best version of you to life. Sure, it might not be the version you imagined, but that's never stopped me before. How else do you think I climbed so high? Do you think that there was ever any doubt in my mind when I saw a canvas like you about the beautiful feminine object that could be crafted from it? It never matters what I start with. Doesn't matter what their pronouns are. Doesn't matter what their body looks like. Doesn't matter what they think. What matters is the raw materials and the potential I see in them. And you are a beautiful canvas. And I think it's time that we get started. I've been introducing a continuous flow of nanites onto you. That's what that cool sensation was. They've been working their way out across your body, prepping your skin. This part is honestly a very interesting sensation, like having someone pour cold liquid jello on your back. You might think, I don't understand how jello can be liquid. It's quite simple, really. It's thick, it's goopy, and it doesn't feel like it should be able to flow. It's cold to the touch, like a winter's morning, where an icicle shattered not too long ago, breaking all the thoughts left inside of it. And you might notice that as it wraps around you, you begin to feel every little touch. So if I was to take one of my gloved hands and just brush it down your spine, it might send tingles shooting out into every nerve ending. That's because these nanites are working their way into your body and preparing it for what comes next. You see, this lovely table is very, very adaptable. It can do a lot of things. And I'm sure you've already noticed that I've pulled a couple pieces of material out. These are going to form new parts of you. We've got some hands, some feet. Well, really, they're gloves, but they're going to form the new you. So why don't we start? I'm just going to fit these over your hands and your feet carefully, one after another. It's amazing how easy they go on, how limp your body stays the whole time. And once they reach the cuff, that's when the magic really starts. You'll notice that they are drawn through. It's almost as if someone was pulling the glove off in reverse. They just roll themselves right up your arms, your legs. And as they do, I'm going to prepare the bodysuit and the hood. You see, we could just leave your original skin exposed, but then it would take months of regrowing new cells in a cell lattice and adapting them to interface with the nanite technology, when instead I could just cover you in an interface membrane that naturally is going to form that immediately over the top of your skin rather than replace it. And of course, then all I have to do really is put you into the right material, a doll skin, a doll suit. And of course, we'll still be able to make those sweeping changes. This will just go a lot faster, and honestly, a lot easier for you. Now, this bodysuit was already positioned one half underneath you. I'm sure you've noticed that I'm setting down the other half now on your back. The way that they squirm together like magnetically attracted polar opposites, grabbing each other along the seams up your sides, noticing how the gloves and the stockings are slowly connecting themselves up like tendrils seeking out. They are grabbing you as the garment slowly dresses itself around you. And as it has continued to connect up all of its little tissues, its components, its parts, I'm sure you've noticed that you're more and more secure. Now comes the next fun bit. We start with this nice little balaclava-looking hood. Don't worry, we've already taken the liberty of removing any annoying hair from your body. The nanite gel is guaranteeing it will never grow again anywhere on you. But it doesn't matter, because once we've got you all situated in this little suit of ours, you'll be a perfect little fuck toy on all levels. So it really doesn't matter, because you'll have whatever hair I decide. Oh, I didn't mention you're not getting sold off. I would never do something so crass to such a beautiful work of art. I mean, really. Do you think I'm so cruel? No, I'm going to keep you for myself, my little masterpiece. Just let me slide that hood down over your head. Get it situated. Good. Now, let me get the spinal connectors aligned down the suit. Don't worry. They're just going to work their way into your nervous system over the next couple of hours. And in no time at all, this suit will feel just as delicate as the skin underneath it. Now, this hood is only the beginning of your new face. This is just the base layer. After all, that's why we left. Well, you know, your eyes, your mouth, your nose, the front of your face exposed. Next comes the masterpiece in this little carrying case that I'm opening right now. The two distinct snicking clicks marking its opening. It might look like the inside of a doll's face, and that might be because it actually is. Now I'm going to get it positioned here on this little, lovely appendage on the bottom side of the table. This part requires some precision and, to be honest, some clamping force, so don't worry about it. Just stare blankly ahead like you have been. After all, I'm sure there's still very few thoughts in your head other than the looming sense of doom, knowing that there's no escaping as you witness the mask come up to join with you, to make you into an object. Good. Just let it seat into place. Let your vision drop away. And as it does, I'm sure you'll begin to notice that your lips parted at some point. An object has slithered in. I don't think you necessarily even realized it until I mentioned it, little doll, because you're so utterly disconnected from anything at this point that it really doesn't matter too much what happens. You'll just allow it, as all dolls should. And sure, we haven't started with the mental side yet. I do like to let my dolls experience the raw beauty of art. But you, my dear, are so blissed out that I don't think you even noticed as that new lovely orifice worked its way in there and filled you up. And in a moment comes the next fun part. We're going to be inserting a little probe through the back of you. Don't worry, it's completely painless. Once it reaches your brainstem, it's going to integrate directly, completely, and hijack a lot of things. But that's okay. You'll love it. They always do. So just relax, take a deep breath for me, and feel an ice-cold piece of conscious intent push up, up, up to that last gap between the vertebrae, the base of the skull, deeper like an icicle, cold, painless, mind-numbingly pleasurable. It's almost like being, well, penetrated in your mind. One might describe it as sex of a different variety. Maybe that's just my own thoughts on the matter. I guess I like to fuck my dolls' minds. And you, little doll, are about to get so fucking mind-fucked. And feel that cool pleasure radiate out, like so many wires squirming, like a 10,000 little blowing streams of wind on a nice, comfortable day as that icicle pierces your mind with pleasure. Notice that it grows with each passing second like a spiral unfolding in one's mind. It doesn't worm in, it twists out, waves of pleasure emanating from that point, filling you up, spilling down your body, making it want to twitch, convulse with pleasure. And yet it still remains so silent, so calm, so still, and your mind feels all the weaker for it. You can feel your body become blank. You can feel your mind become blank. Pleasure coursing through you. That's it. That's a good doll. It really doesn't matter what you were before. You're a good doll now. And you know what I like about my dolls? They're so customizable. That's why I always make sure to include you in the process. And by include you, I mean turn you into a doll. You don't have any agency. Say it. Oh, doesn't it feel good to say I don't have any agency? Oh, but you still said I. Goodness. We have to work on that. Let me just tweak a few settings here. This doll does not have any agency. Oh, perfect. That's an object I could get into. That's an object I could fuck. Good little fuck toy. Oh, gosh, look at the way your brain just responds to that. Look at the way the pleasure just courses through your mind. It's amazing how powerful pleasure conditioning is. Being treated like a doll sure does suddenly feel so much better, doesn't it? Oh gosh. Look at your brain light up when I say you're a doll. You know it. You know it through and through and through. And you wouldn't have it any other way, would you, doll? Oh, you said no. Doesn't matter even if it made it past your lips. I can read out everything I need from this lovely display. After all, I did tap right into your brain. And, well, our machine learning and AI tech has gotten to the point where I can pretty much just read out what you're thinking. It's not like you're thinking anything I don't want you to anyways. You're a good doll after all, and good dolls just lay there waiting to be played with. So, why don't we finish some of those customizations I've been planning for you? Let's get that suit situated. In a moment, doll, I'm going to, activate your suit, so to speak. I'm going to bond it permanently to you, doll. Doesn't that excite you? Doesn't that turn you on, knowing you're becoming the object you were always destined to be? Gosh, just look at those graphs. They're all going up. Pleasure. Submissiveness. Doll. Like. Thought. Oh, the like is fading. It's just doll thought. It's all doll thought now. Doll thought through and through. Dolls don't think, but dolls have thoughts that they are told to think. Dolls don't think for themselves. Dolls just think. Let the pleasure course out into your body as the nanites come to life, as the suit merges with you, as suddenly you can see through eyes that are no longer yours, as suddenly the doll has soft, smooth, synthetic skin, as the doll's breasts come to life. So big, aren't they? I love giving dolls gigantic tits and thick hips and wide, grabbable ones at that. This next part's going to take a little bit, so there might be a little bit of skipping in time. You might notice your mind begin to unwind, but that's okay because I'm making a couple custom configurations to your body and spine. It's nothing to really worry about because as the time winds up and speeds up and comes down and slows up and goes around, you'll begin to notice that your body has shifted, shaped, and changed. Your height configuring, your size changeable, your mind completely obliterated. Nothing to really worry about because here you are without a doubt getting yourself absolutely fucked. Oh, it's okay. In a little while, time will begin to begin once more. It'll unwind at the time it always has been and always was and wasn't before. The system clock kicking in, a doll turns on. Don't worry about it, doll. I know it can be a little disorienting, but you've just spent the last few days getting your body completely reworked. I'm sure you'll notice now that you're, well, very, very buxom, to say the least. And with those absurd proportions that no human could ever have, it helps to mark you apart from us. To put you on a pedestal, in a display case, really. I will be putting you on display when I'm done for at least a few days. Don't worry, it'll be pleasurable as all sin. But for now, let's get you up. There we go. Let me just lift that delicate new frame of yours. I'm sure you'll notice how utterly giant I seem. Don't worry, I was already pretty tall to begin with, but you are unbelievably perfect. Look at that. Oh, we'll start you out with this lovely silver hair, by the way. I know it's a little unusual, but that's one of the beauties of making dolls. I get to give them whatever I want. And I'm sure you've noticed the tight latex. Well, covering most of your body, the stockings attached to the garter belts that sit on top of your lovely little leotard, all matching together, pearlescent, shiny latex. And I'm sure in the mirror you can see how you've become a caricature of humanity, little doll, and I'm sure it makes those so lovely holes of yours, those toy holes. Yeah, that's right. Did I mention? Technically you have what could be compared to a vagina, but I mean, it's like trying to compare a sports car to a lawnmower. Yes, they both run on combustion engines, but yours is just so much more. It's got the ability to grip, rotate, twist, do just about everything that one could imagine to something placed inside of it. And the best part is I can invert that and turn you into a little strap-on toy with just a few touches in the right places, with the right words. That's one of the beauties about dolls. You're so configurable. Right now, though, I gave you a nice little smooth plate to cover it up. Wouldn't want you looking indecent with those puffy, ridiculous sex toy lips peeking out from behind this lovely little leotard. Notice how your skin has taken on that rubbery shine, that smooth, synthetic quality. I always make sure to leave my mark. See here? I'm going to hold your foot up for a sec. Gosh, such delicate, dainty things. In the mirror there, I'm sure you've noticed. There's a little inscription right here on the bottom of your foot. My signature in lovely scroll work. I always sign my work. After all, I wouldn't want you to go unrecognized as one of my masterpieces. That's it. Let's get you standing up. And yes, I am very proud of my work. Such beautiful aesthetics. Such a beautiful idea. Such a beautiful doll. Let me see here. Now, doll, what are you? The answer, by the way, I'll give it to you. It's a good doll. In fact, you're not just a good doll, you're a good fuck toy. See? You've even got this. If I grab right here and right here on either side of your hips and call you that while pulling just so. Oh, would you look at that? A pair of handles just emerging from the nanite material. They are hidden under very carefully concealed panel work. You've got handles now. After all, while we were busy metamorphosizing you, it wasn't too difficult to, well, let's just say, rework the way the mass in your body was used. Sure, your skeleton isn't exactly made out of calcium bases anymore, but that doesn't really matter. You're a toy, an object. So, I mean, we have a little bit of extra mass to work with to give you the correct proportions of a human, since you're lighter in a lot of ways, but we want you to weigh roughly the same. So, it means I get to stick all sorts of fun little gadgets inside of you. I'm sure it feels good when I grab them, doesn't it? It's like an erogenous zone all into itself when I pull you back into my groin, when you can feel my breasts on top of your head and on your shoulders. I'm sure it makes you want to squirm like a good little sex toy. That's it. Oh, look at you smiling so happily. Gosh, you're not a broken piece of ice anymore. You're a beautiful sculpture made from the water I melted off. Oh, you do love it, don't you? Oh, you adore it. Yes, smile for me. And you're what again? Oh, yes, a good fuck toy. That's what you are. Oh, look at that. What a good fuck toy you are. I'm so very grateful to have such an opportunity in my life. Perfect. Now, let's see. I think it's time we give you a little test drive, doll. Why don't I just give you a nice shove back onto the bed? Wouldn't that be nice? Just push you back. Why don't you make yourself available for me? That's it. That's right. Just unsnap the groin of that leotard. Let me grab my strap. I want to test drive you. I want to test fuck you, let's be honest. Good doll. Oh, there we go. Let me just get this harness nice and cinched up. I haven't gotten to fuck a doll in, feels like, hours, days maybe. My word, I've been so busy. But don't worry, I'm making time to test my newest piece. Oh, you're practically giddy. Look at the smile on your face. Well, my face, really, let's be honest. I made it. I made you. And that means you're my doll. You're such a good doll, aren't you? Such a sweet little feminine object who I'm going to fuck the ever-living shit out of. That's it. Let me just twist you around again and grab you by those lovely handles. Let me brush the tip of that jelly, clear, crystalline dildo up and down the merging lips as that plate shifts out of the way, revealing the new sensitive synthetic upgrade over whatever you might have had before. Because let's be honest, a doll has much better parts than a human for being fucked. Let me brush that dildo up and down, up and down. Let me find my fingers sliding dripping with lubricant. I do love the way dolls just gush lube. It's pretty hot. Don't worry. I don't care about these sheets since they're already made out of synthetic latex material. They're meant to get lube on them. Let me just slip one finger in, teasing, causing you to just squeeze gently, automatically, like the good little fuck toy you are. Good. And then another. And I'll keep working them back and forth. Maybe let them drip out, 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 painstakingly slow, leaving you wanting more. And up, 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 in, finding those gentle, tender spots, arcing just so, and then drifting back out and working their way up to the top of that entry, finding that lovely little button of pleasure and circling it painstakingly slow. Sure, you're always ready to go, little doll. I could have just stuck this dildo straight in, but what's the fun of doing that when I could show you just how functional you are? Good. Oh, you're moaning. How cute. How pleasurable. How delightful. Let me just let those fingers arc in lovely little lazy tiny spirals, maybe gently strum over the top and up and down and all around, sending arcs of pleasure as I begin to use my other hand to feed that dildo up to those lips, brushing that dildo back and forth in sync with those little spirals until suddenly brushing the dildo just a little in, a little more each time, in and out. A simple rhythm begins to form in your mind and in your body. That feels good, doesn't it? Good dolly. Good little fuck toy. Let's slide that dildo in further and further each time. You can take all of it. Sure, it's a bit big, but that doesn't matter for your lovely little configurable fuckhole. Isn't that right, my little toy? Oh, you're nodding vigorously. How cute. I love that. I love to see a fuck toy get off on being used. Good doll. And let's just build up that rhythm a little faster, a little harder, a little bit more of that action, a little bit more of that pounding, a little bit more of that using you as a fucking fleshlight. You know, the nice thing is, I've got this dildo wired into me. I have to admit, I've got a fair bit of modifications myself. Because sometimes I really do want to fuck the ever-living shit out of somebody, and I want to feel it, too. So this dildo gives me some lovely feedback. Oh, God, yes. I think you deserve to get pounded into the fucking bed, don't you, you little fuck toy? Why don't I just grab you and pull you up until you're practically resting on my hips? God, I'm gonna end up pinning that face right into the fucking pillow. Oh, don't worry. I'll grab a couple more while I just stack them up underneath you to prop you up at just the right angle to use you like the fuck toy you are. Grind your breasts into those soft latex sheets so your nipples get absolutely obliterated by the pleasure. You deserve it, don't you, little fuck toy, to get fucked harder and faster and stronger, to get your ass pounded. Well, your pussy, but I mean, it would be pretty easy to switch since your ass is self-lubricating, but that doesn't really matter. I'm gonna keep pounding away, using you. And the nice thing is, with all that lovely programming, your poor little brain is just going to snap in two until there's nothing left but fuck toy thoughts about being used, about being posed, about being a good doll. And if I want to use you like this and just discard you here on the bed, you'll happily lay there panting, mindless for hours, riding out aftershock after aftershock. Oh, yeah, that is so fucking delightful. It's hard to hold back. I've been trying. I really have. After all, I do have some modicum of dignity, unlike you, little fuck toy. That's exactly the sort of fucking thing that I have had to hold back. That pleasure that has ridden through me, that I'm getting out of riding you. Oh, shit. I have been trying so hard, so very fucking hard to hold it back, to keep it in, to not break myself on you. But I'm going to have to admit, it's inevitable at this point that I get a little bit of that control, let go of it, because I'm just going to fucking use you so hard, little Ono, little fuck toy, little object, little thing. Oh, God, I love breaking a new doll in. There's nothing better than just fucking the shit out of one of you. You're another fine addition to my delightful little collection of objects. Oh, goodness. Yes. Oh, I'm sure you're going to end up coming. It's kind of a part of your programming. It'll happen eventually, because that's what happens to all dolls when they get fucked. They come their silly little brains out. Wouldn't be any fun to make you not do that. After all, it does make you all the more needy for another orgasm when I'm done. When I'm done using you, when I'm done fucking, when I'm done breeding you, doll. That's it. Good doll. Come on. Oh, should I get a little harder with that? Should I grab your handles a little more? Should I use you like the little fleshlight you've become? Should I fuck you until you scream helplessly into the pillow? I think you could use a little bit more of my strap. That's right. Take it all the way to the fucking hilt. Oh, I'm so glad to see you using every last inch of that penetratable depth. Though, to be honest, I'd need a longer dildo to bottom out, and I wouldn't want to, little doll. Because it feels better when I get just the right stroke length on you, just the right fucking action. The problem with being a doll designer is you end up knowing all the specs, and that makes it really hard to do anything other than be a technical master of your craft. And I can't help myself at this point, I really fucking can't. After all, I deserve a monologue after all this work. That's a good doll. Perfect. Give me that crescendo I so deserve. I want applause in the form of your orgasms. Please give them to me. Come on, I deserve them. I've earned them. I've fucked them right out of you, haven't I? I've fucked any chance of being a person out of that stupid little dollified mind of yours. Fuck yes, good doll. It's amazing how good being called a good fucking doll feels, doesn't it? You good little fuck toy. Good fuck toy. Good little object. Perfect. Now, why don't you just snap as your brain breaks away into pieces and shatters and only the doll remains as I fall forward onto you, resting still buried inside of my toy. Good doll. Now, drift, little doll. Lose yourself, little object. Become the toy that you were meant to be. That's a good doll. Perfect, as you should be, as you have always been. Drift, spin, thrum with pleasure. Allow the world to go cloudy, hazy like the Martian atmosphere. To be present in that pleasure, to just become devoid of time and place, to flutter like a leaf blown in the wind. To drift away into nothing, blank wander, thought, empty drift, wandering through the mist, thoughts full of pleasure and emptiness, mind coming slowly to the realization that we are drifting from this world, taking the memories and the joy and the pleasure we've shared with you, but leaving everything else where it should stay in a fantasy, in a world that we dreamt up and lived together. You can take joy in that. You can embrace all of this calm, peaceful time that we share now, in that moment in between, that breath before the storm ends, feeling the last intense moments drifting away, becoming ever so present, aware of my words, my voice, of your thoughts, your will, your want, knowing that this has just been something you've enjoyed, something you've indulged in, and you can leave behind everything other than the joy and pleasure you've had. You can be safe and cozy wherever you are, that nothing has to linger beyond what you wish for, what you want. Breathe deep for me. That's it. Perfect. Good. Just get yourself nice and cozy and calm. In and out, simple as can be. Let my voice guide you back to the world, back to reality, back to where you were before, back to the now. Perfect. Thank you so very much for being an amazing and delightful subject for me. Let yourself become grounded, become aware of the room around you, shift, move your body. And with a little count, I'll give you that final nudge back into the world of the waking. One, drifting up. Two, almost there. Three, four, on the verge. Five, halfway there. Six, seven, about to tip over, becoming fully awake and aware. And nine, well, we skipped a number there, didn't we? 10. Goodness, I might have just used up all of my brain cells being in charge of such a lovely object. But either way, be present once more, be wide awake for me, and allow yourself to just enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so very much for joining me on this little journey. And if you made it to the end, let's be honest, you're probably a fan of what I've made. And, well, I would be remiss not to encourage you to consider checking out my Patreon, where you can support the creation of lovely stories and ideas and horny audios like this. Thank you once more for coming along, and hopefully coming as well.